I radical five.
Kaina na sani mama ne kailo.
Saida fai we biruti kusana wale.
Ailo. Sana Uri Bidi Wanchere. Great God, great God, yet again you have done great things. Hallelujah, you have done great God, great God, yet again you have done great things. Hallelujah, you have done mighty God. God, yet again, you have done great things. Hallelujah, you have done great things.
Great God, yeah. Yet again, you have done great things.
Hallelujah, you have done great things. you change now. Mighty God, mighty God, yet again you change now. It is hallelujah, you change now. Narrative of barrenness into fruitfulness. The narrative of being set down to be lifted.
Of being mocked and
then
you are now looking and you have changed the narrative.
He changed the narrative.
Hallelujah.
He changed narrative.
You have changed the narrative.
Narrative of being a nobody into somebody. God's own. The narrative of being an outsider. Into, not even an insider, but having a share. I mean, an inheritance. Right? The narrative of being judged, freed, discharged, and acquitted. Hallelujah, you have done. So let me tell you something. Even when you don't understand what God is doing, you don't understand the seasons you are in, if you can just take a bold step to declare that everything is working out for your good, and that is you declaring a testimony ahead. The testimony talks about the greatness of God. And just imagining that things are not really going well, probably the way you planned, because everything works together for our good. But then you wake up and you just say, great God, great God, yet again you have done great things. Hallelujah. You know, I mean,
even when I'm not great, why is it?
If they have called you back, walk into your room and say, great God, you have done great things. Hallelujah. even if they have called you failure, walk into your room and say, great God, you have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. They called you with no life. Walk into that room, say, you have done great things. Hallelujah.
Understand
the
great one wants to see.
Hey, Namaste. One with God is majority, remember.
The moment the great one wants to see, the place becomes a great place.
Monday.
The journey becomes a great journey. Yeah. So the little you they are expecting, they are wrong.
I am so silly. I am so silly. Last word, even when you don't have a sign. Your evidence is in your hallelujah.
I don't see it.
Whether you see it or not,
he has done great things.
Believe the word.
Hallelujah. He has done.
He said, I will go before you.
When it doesn't look like it, oh, not so far. He has done great things.
Hallelujah.
You are done. When you see it, when it doesn't look like it, oh God, oh, the fear now, oh, you are done. I rest in this assurance that if God be for me, I can command
and
trust
it.
He has done. Who is against me? There's a level of greatness that covers those existence. There's some results that comes from this.
Hey!
It's a greatness that can't make it. It's too big. It's raise a standard.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Alleluia.
You are the evidence that God is a good doer. And if everything is failing, for the fact that you are standing, you are your evidence that God is not done with you. Man talks, but God speaks. And he's the only one that's got the blood that speaketh better things. There is no other blood that speaks better things than the blood of Jesus. Every other, the blood of Abel, when the blood of Abel touched the ground, it cried for vengeance. But when the blood of Christ touched the ground, it cried for redemption. Greatness personified.
Great God, yet again, you have done great.
Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, you are worthy to be praised. Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, you are worthy to be praised.
Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, you are the one that I harbor.
Hey.
Almighty
You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Sustaining us. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thou art worthy to be praised.
Emmanuel, thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. You are there, we did it all. Oh, hallelujah, you are worthy to be praised. Divine comfort, you are worthy to be
praised.
Hallelujah, you are worthy to be praised.
After when the finish of a faith, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be the anointer of my calling. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thou art worthy to be praised.
Abba Tobio. You are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. You are again.
Abba Tobio.
Abba Tobio.
Oh my lover, oh my love, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, when I'm cheery, when I'm laughing, you are worthy to be praised. When I'm angry and when I'm sad, you are worthy to be praised.
Emmanuel, you are worthy to be praised. Remember those times where when there is no song to sing,
when there's no one to call,
you know, the times, I mean, I'm talking about the times we were blind to his presence being around us. And for me, what hits me is about how patient God has been. You know, the many times that we run after options and forgetting that the solution is just around us.
I am a good side.
And so singing this song just sort of fixes my heart, and my eyes, because there is a kind of eye that is greater than this one, and it is the eyes of the heart. Yeah. And so it sort of like just fixes my eyes on my heart, the eyes of my heart on that picture, you know, that God has been patient. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.